Exercise 3, page 65. Recording 1.
Before tomorrow's trip, I need to explain how you should dress. It's not just a historic site. It's still a very special place in the culture of this country. For that reason, women must cover their shoulders, arms and legs. Men should also wear long sleeves and trousers. Wearing shorts is very disrespectful. Please remember to take off your hats and sunglasses when you enter the site and to remove your shoes.
Recording 2.
Happy birthday, John!
You didn't have to get me a present, but thanks.
Well, you got me the perfect gift on my birthday, with that e-reader, so I wanted to try to do the same.
Is it a box of my favourite chocolates? Oh, no, it's an art set.
I know how much you enjoy drawing.
That's great! Let me do a portrait of you to show my appreciation.
Recording 3.
Thanks so much for giving up your time for us today. Hopefully you're going to help us to raise a lot of money to help some very sick people. As you can see, all the tables are ready and there's a box of change and a price list on each one. The prices are flexible though. If someone is interested in buying a lot of something, offer a discount. You can also lower your prices towards the end of the day if you still have a lot to sell. If you need to go to the toilet, remember to ask your neighbour to look after your table.
Recording 4.
A woman from Kirkham has become the oldest person in the region by reaching her 104th birthday. Roberta Hewitt celebrated with her daughter, Rosie Jackson, her son-in-law, four of her grandchildren, and two of her great-grandchildren at the Rose Hill Care Home this afternoon. Rosie said that she thought her mother had lived so long because she's always kept as busy and active as possible. She added that Roberta is determined to make it to 105 in order to receive a card from the Queen to add to the one she received on her 100th birthday.
Recording 5.
Here we have the highlight of the whole of the house for many visitors. This is a room where many heads of government and heads of state were entertained. The fireplace was designed to impress and is still one of the largest mantelpieces in Britain. There's also a stunning view of the Japanese gardens from the windows to the left of the fireplace, so don't miss that.
Recording 6.
Unbelievable! Joe has asked by email if he can come tonight, but I've already booked a table for 5.
There's no need to get upset, Marie. You should be pleased you're so popular. And Joe always has great stories to tell.
But Jonathan, he does this all the time. He doesn't respond to invitations until a few days before the event. By the time you hear from him, everything's been organised, so you have to make phone calls to try to rearrange things. It's annoying.
I see your point. Someone should say something about it to him. Listen, I'm good friends with him. I'll tell him what you've said.
In a nice way, I hope.